Sir? Well, are you just going to sit on that couch all day, staring down at me like a deer in headlights? Or are you going to give me some direction as to how to make you feel better? I know your mind is all over the place, what with the news of your wife's affair. And I'm sure you may not be feeling up to much of anything. But if I know you, and I do, once you clear your head a little, you'll be back on track like the cold-blooded bull I know you to be. Speaking of which, if I can be the one to give you an order for the moment, sir, I'm going to need you to lift your hips a bit. There's that proof of good breeding stock I love to see. But not as excited as I'd like. That's fair. You've had a hard night and a big day ahead of you. Have to make that announcement of all the time you're about to take off. Just think, sir, a real vacation. I'll be with you, of course, making sure you're relaxing as much as you should be, covering you from behind, and keeping those company vultures off your precious tail. Where should we go, sir? Bora Bora, Amsterdam, Dubai. No, scratch that last one. I know you'll try to get some business done if we go there. Oh, how about Aspen? Us alone in a cabin by the fire, cut off from the rest of the world. Drinking hot chocolate, nude, on a bearskin rug, as I massage all your tightest knots and kinks. Exploring other kinks while we're at it. You can't hide that gleam in your eye simply by looking away. I know you've been dying to try tying me up, leaving me, your powerful and capable secretary, totally helpless, ropes crisscrossed over my body, digging lightly into my skin. Maybe you'd even push one of those expensive silk ties of yours into my mouth. This rude little mouth of mine that's always telling you where to go, who to call back. Maybe that would shut me up. All I could do is lie there, pleading with you with my expression to be gentle, and secretly soaking wet knowing you won't be. There is the response I was looking for. Your luscious cock standing at attention just like that, showing a little of your fighting spirit. That I can work with, sir. Now, would you like me to get right to it, or do you want to go the time-consuming but dangerous route where we very well might get caught? That's what I thought. So self-indulgent, sir. But I know you just can't resist the thought of my tongue swirling around your balls, licking and sucking them, sliding all the way back down, down, and forth, and covering every inch of your most sensitive areas. Don't get too hasty or... All I'll do is kiss your inner thighs to tease you to death. I know you like a little bite here and there, too. Now, back to business. Does this please you, sir? Is your secretary working hard enough for you? Now, why don't you wrap one of those big hands around my ponytail and guide my head right to where you want my hot mouth next? Tight grip as ever, I see. I think... Yes, sir. Oh, fuck my throat just like that. Show me who's boss. You deserve this. You deserve to use me however you need and come right down my throat. I want you to, sir. I'm here for you to use me. The Executive Vice President is not available at the moment. Whatever it is, you'll have to come back in a few minutes. Kindly return to your desk. Just in time, sir. Perfect performance as always. I hoped that release was enough to make you feel better about today. And remember... I'll be at your beck and call, should you find you need another session. Now, shall we get to work?